This is the Don and Mike Show.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Frog.
Something found in a refrigerator.
Milk.
A brand of gasoline.
Regular.
Something that comes with a summer storm.
Snow.
A sport with an all-star game. Turn around. Remind everyone to Bob's shame. The answers he gave us are going to be 20 seconds on the clock, please. Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Alligator.
Something found in a refrigerator.
Milk.
Try again.
Ice.
A brand of gasoline.
Ethyl.
Something that comes with a summer storm.
Rain.
A sport with an all-star game.
Football.
Football, you've got to give him that. Any man that says alligator, you've got to give him. The Don and Mike Show.
Like paying for sex with a bad hooker. The Don and Mike Show.
Dial 8.
Calling council.
Yeah, I want to take a moment out to try to get Big Frito on the line before we move on. Oh, we got news about our fantasy draft tomorrow, too. Good news about our fantasy draft.
Oh, good to hear that.
Good news. Boys got it worked out. Get your bar ready, Mike.
The number you dialed is temporarily not in service.
Oh, dear.
What?
What's she doing? Come on now. She got the yellow sticker on her door? I don't have any electricity, Mike.
Try her cell.
Old friend of ours. Used to go over to his house all the time, his apartment. He always have those multicolored stickers all over his door.
Sure. We would also play.
Gas, electricity.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, Big Frito?
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, it's me. You're on the air.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Do you have just a moment? I know I'm catching you off guard here.
Well, maybe sometimes that's the best way.
Yeah, sometimes it is, Big Frida. It really is.
So, what are you doing now?
Not a whole lot. I just stuff, you know.
Just stuff. Okay.
Nope.
Well, before I tell you what I would like to tell you on the radio, would you like to play a joke with me on the radio?
I'll try.
Okay. You know International House of Pancakes?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you know their initials. So you spell the initials for International House of Pancakes, and then
IHOP.
Yes,
yeah, that's right. And right, then put Ness on the end of it,
and then
and
say
put
it,
what on the end?
Ness, like Elliot Ness, NESS. So
you spell International House of Pancakes, IHOP. You spell out the letters, and then you put Ness on the end of it, and you do it three times fast.
Spell it. Okay. IHOP NESS.
No, you don't spell the NESS. You just say Ness.
You say the Ness.
Oh, okay. IHOP Ness. IHOP Ness. IHOP Ness.
Bravo.
Do you get it, yeah, Mom?
Now, what have I done?
You're going to have to call her during the break and explain it.
Figure out. Well, I'll tell you during the break. I'll tell you.
Do you want Rob to tell her right now?
Okay.
You know what? Just think about it. Mike, I'll do it with you one time.
All right.
IHOP Ness. it's a joke.
It's a joke.
IHOP.
It's a little joke.
Anyway.
You'll love it when he gets explained to you.
You know, we're going to be on vacation during your birthday. And I always miss the opportunity to tell you how wonderful I think you are. And I did want to embarrass you a little bit and tell you that... besides being really the most influential woman in my life, you are fantastic. I love you. And the card that you sent to Janet for her birthday had her in tears, had me in tears. It's really it's really beautiful how you've embraced Janet and me, and I love you. And I just want to make sure you know that and tell you have a happy birthday because we won't be on the radio. But,
okay, honey.
But when we're on vacation...
Uh-huh.
We are going to go see Mr. Wayne Newton.
Yeah, baby.
And hold on.
Hold on.
Guess who's going to go backstage and be able to claw her hands through that hair? Yeah, okay. So it'll be you and me and Wayne.
I'm speechless.
Yeah, you're going to get a chance to meet him. You're going to meet Wayne Newton.
Now he's one you would like to meet, right?
Very much. Yeah. I've always thought he was a good little boy. when he was a little boy and a nice man.
Nothing would make me happier than to pretend to be a big shot, and being as Wayne Newton is going to be in Ocean City.
Sure.
Very close to your birthday.
Puts on a good show. We saw the show. It's a good show.
So we'll have a good time, and officially Wayne Newton is looking forward to meeting you.
I bet he has his heart set on it.
That's right. You're going to have a great time.
I'm sure I will. That would be exciting. When does your vacation start, honey?
End of this week. End of this week, Mom.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
I'll look forward to seeing you then.
Okay. All right. And again, you know, you have a happy birthday.
That's really why
I called. I want to make sure that you have a great birthday. You know how much I love you.
I know, honey. Thank you so much, and I'm glad Janet liked your card.
How could she not? Are you kidding? I mean, you know that's really why you're incredible. And I'm talking to you now, Big Frieda. That I don't know a woman who has a person who has the compassion that you do. To be able to open your heart, you know, in a situation like both Big Frieda and I have gone through with Frieda, to think now that over 2 years later, I would have been lucky enough to meet a woman who's wonderful.
Oh.
And more importantly, you know, my mother-in-law approves of. My mother-in-law thinks she's fantastic. The card that she sent to Janet basically said that Big Frieda thanks God that Janet came into my life.
Oh, that's terrific.
And how wonderful is that? Really, seriously.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think I truly believe that that's the thing that Frieda would wish for. You know, if you had a happy marriage, you'd like to see someone you love happy, no matter what happens. So, I'm sure she's. You know, I can't think of more that you could ask for than to have the one you love taken care of. You know,
She is, and you're pretty great. I just wanted to embarrass you one last time here while I could to tell you I love you, and you have a happy birthday. I'll make sure it's very happy with Mr. Wayne Newton.
Okay, honey, and yours is coming up pretty soon, too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And the last thing I wanted to point out was because, you know, I know there really is no competition between your other children and me. I know that, but I just like, you know, to point out that Doug, while he's a great son, he could never get you in to see Wayne Newton. You know,
you're not going to be competitive at all. Though.
No, I'm not.
No,
not
no,
at all.
Not
and,
no.
And I feel
you're not a competitive person.
I'm not, and I feel about Doug now really like he is my brother. I love him as well. It's just it's too bad that once again I'll be you know upping him.
You'll know, be trumping the whole family
as far as taking care of Mom.
Right. I'm sure he's going to be upset. We didn't win the Mega Game last night, and that was disappointment enough. And now to find out you've topped him again.
Yeah, you got to play it Friday too, Big Frieda.
All right, have a good birthday. I'll see you when we get down there. I love you.
I love you too, honey. And hi, guys.
Hi. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Big Frieda. Right, listen, hey, Mom, don't forget that IHOP joke.
Oh, I'll try.
Yeah, just keep repeating it a bunch of times, and you'll get
Wayne
it.
Newton. Yeah, see if Wayne gets it.
I don't get it. I don't
I'll
understand.
Practice.
All right, I'll see you later, Mom.
Okay, right. Bye.
Bye-bye. 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 Thank you for indulging me there.
Sure.
You know, she hardly ever gets on the air. And,
I think that Wayne will like the joke too. I think that you know, if you can work on the joke with her, you know, while you're down there a couple of times that you see her, maybe before you get to see Wayne, wouldn't it be wonderful if she told the joke to to Wayne Newton?
That would be
something. Wayne, I've got a joke for you.
I'd love to hear it.
He could use it on
this darling lady.
I heard a joke before the show.
IHO. Oh, my, isn't she a funny lady?
Tom Bergeron. We're on live TV. I have a joke for you.
Here's a joke before the dancing gets started.
All right, so here's the news on our fantasy draft, which will be happening tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Live on the air.
What?
Yeah, right. You're the one that said Thursday, my friend.
Oh, Lord.
It's tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
The good news is...
I need help.
...that your voice of the Washington Wizards, our good friend Steve Buckhantz...
Oh, Buck!
...who's a real sports guy.
Yeah. Good, good, good.
Seriously, Buck's the man. He's going to come down
and... a mediocre golfer.
And he's going to come down and he's going to actually be our professional guy to...
Oh, he's perfect for that.
To do the ins and the outs and the filling of time and stuff.
That's going to leave you the opportunity to get completely out of control.
Yeah, so it will be like a real live, honest-to-goodness draft like we'd have up in the conference room.
How many mock drafts have you done?
I'm already in two leagues, so I've already had two real drafts.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Man. No problem.
Well, I hope it helps.
You know, I always talk a huge game up front, and then I always end up, you know.
Well, I did this year, too. I ran out of time.
I don't know. Who am I kidding? I consistently make the playoffs. I'm a winner at fantasy football.
Well, I know who your quarterback is. I know who your running back is.
No, not, but.
In both your leagues, your quarterback was probably Peyton.
You are so wrong.
Really?
You know, in one league, my quarterback is Matt Hasselbeck.
Really?
And in the other league, maybe this will be a hint
what
to you about...
What the hell were you thinking?
Strategy, baby. Mm-hmm. Strategy. I got Matt Leinart as my starter in the other league.
The rookie?
Second year.
Practically a rookie.
Come on. Well, maybe you've heard...
Pretty boy, dating Hollywood, never focuses on his game.
Maybe you've heard of some of the cats that I have in my backfield.
Okay.
Why don't you throw one out at me?
LaDainian Tomlinson.
I knew you were going to go with LaDainian.
Yeah, shock. That's a major shock because who wouldn't take LaDainian Tomlinson?
No, I figure you have always been, I thought you wouldn't because you always go quarterback heavy.
Gutsy
no,
draft
you
draft.
Always go, running back has always been your kind of.
Both of my drafts this year, I went running back, and did not take a quarterback until maybe the sixth round.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. So just everybody be ready for my surprise pick tomorrow. Little man that's going to come into his own, come out from the shadow of his brother this year. Eli's a coming, ladies and gentlemen.
Gay for Eli Manning. You always have been.
There might be a chance I would draft Eli Manning.
Isn't this the third year you've said that?
Yeah, but I never draft him.
Joe had him last year.
Joe had him. How did he work out for you last year, Joe?
50-50.
50-50.
Uh-huh. Not very good.
That's not good.
Are you going to get the bar working for tomorrow's draft then?
Very good news that along with Mr. Buckhantz, a former intern, will be coming back over here tomorrow because he wanted to participate.
Oh, pull
and
on
he
that.
Has already been provided with the shopping list and the funds and the specific requests to make tomorrow a BM-friendly day.
Ah, thank you very much, Mike, for arranging that. It's Bloody Marys for everybody.
Yeah, because really with the...
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
BM.
With the other sport that I follow being very important to me this week, I really don't have time to prepare this evening, so it will be a last-minute preparation tomorrow.
So you're going to try that this year?
Which will be, yeah.
Oh, what's the change?
Ass. Seriously, what's the change from every other year?
Nothing.
Nothing.
But you know, the difference is I'm more confident this year.
Here's what we do need to figure out when we come back from this break. Mm-hmm. First off, Cheech Marin will be on the phone.
Okay.
Cool.
We've got that tape of Tommy Chong talking about him. So, you know, we're going to try to open it up with Cheech Marin, see how it goes.
Well, I really think that Tommy Chong was pretty complimentary to Cheech.
Very nice, yes.
Sort of.
Except in the part about the marriages.
Right.
And didn't he also say he's not funny anymore?
Oh, dear.
He doesn't try to be funny anymore.
Right. He doesn't try to be funny. Well, that's a big difference between saying you're not funny anymore.
Right. Anyway, so Cheech Marin will be coming up in a second, and then we should really... do the order for the draft, because that's the one thing that's driving me nuts.
Sure.
Like, who's going to go first?
Right. Like, if there's...
So you can go home tonight and do another mock draft?
There's eight. Well, already in my head, I can figure out where I'll be drafting. You know, if you know the position, then you can figure out who you might get.
You know what? We could make it easy. Just to make it easy to get that started even before the break, I'll go first.
You're funny. Let's go, you're really funny.
I am funny. It's almost draft day. And this year, I'm going to have a team. Because this year, finally, I will not be burdened with other individuals that don't know what they're doing.
That's right.
Who are coming into the league.
Are you throwing Travis under the bus now?
Oh, my God. Travis the Liar, as he's called? You're familiar with Jacob the Liar? Travis the Liar.
You're talking about the article about him in the paper?
I'm mad at the health club guy. Oh, but I'm really not. No, because they gave me a free membership. Jeez. Ooh, free trainer. He can no longer be president and general manager of the Americans. It's impossible. He can't do that. He just won't be able to do that. I might be willing to listen to any offers for last-minute presidents of my organization.
Oh.
I mean, within the company, of course. You know, within
you,
the company.
What do you mean? With, like, guys that are working at WJFK back in
Fairfax?
Yeah,
but I don't know anybody.
Somebody to micromanage your team back there? Yeah. I think this year you should man up and do it yourself.
Oh, I'm just so busy.
Do it yourself.
I'm so busy. All right. Enough said. I will do it. I will run it myself. And, you know, perhaps this is the year I win it all.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, stranger things have happened.
Maybe
I'm a repeat playoff contender.
Maybe you're right.
I went to a Super Bowl.
Me too. Yeah.
Maybe you're right.
Too? I won a Super Bowl, actually.
Did you beat me?
I don't remember. It was the first year we did this.
Oh, that's right. That was the all gay year.
That's right.
That was the miracles can happen year.
Mm-hmm. And they did.
Was the flash at Barnes & Noble year.
Have you ever been to the Super Bowl, Rob?
I'm the defending champion.
Are you really?
Yeah, how about
you were
that?
Were you were in there? you were in there last year?
Your shot. Go ahead.
Were you in there last year? You won last year?
Yeah, all the money.
Did you beat me?
I don't remember. I just remember.
Nobody remembers who they beat.
Right.
Oh, I beat Joe.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, we all beat Joe.
With a stick.
Okay, well, Joe, we got a break for Cheech Marin. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.